This week in nerdy news, this is LTNN. Strong rumors abound that Nintendo is in its final stages of upgrading their Switch Online subscription service, which currently offers a large collection of classic NES and Super Nintendo games to play whenever you'd like, by adding over 100 Game Boy and Game Boy Color titles as well. This is largely coming as the 3DS has all but ended its run, meaning that the last place to play classic Game Boy games via a virtual console has faded in popularity, now that the main console is also a portable one. That means keeping these two libraries separate no longer makes sense. Additionally, it could be a boon to excite Switch owners as the console is well into its life and focus adjusts to the next generation. Just give me Super Mario Land 2 6 golden coins and I'll be happy. Netflix released the first trailer for their upcoming spy film Red Notice, starring Ryan Reynolds, Gal Gadot, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The trailer shows The Rock's FBI agent John Hartley tracking the two greatest criminals in the world. Red Notice will launch onto Netflix on November 12th. Lastly, on September 1st, a large chunk of creators, including many top-tier streamers, took a day off from Twitch to protest what appears to be a lack of attention from the company over an epidemic of hate raids. Hate raids are programmed bots that will follow multiple accounts with the intention of raiding an active streamer, with several other bots programmed to spam the chat with racist and repulsive comments. A noticeable dip in traffic did occur, as, when compared to the previous Wednesday, September 1st had nearly 1 million fewer hours watched and over 14,000 fewer live channels active. Though other factors could have contributed, such as school starting back up and two popular streamers leaving for YouTube gaming, the data still shows a 5 to 15% drop in normal activity on the platform. Following this, Twitch sent an email to its streamers promising that they are not sitting on their hands, but are actively working on a solution. But they're choosing not to give specifics as to not provide more information than necessary for those behind the hate raids to attempt to work around them. If you are a streamer, third-party companies are creating ways to combat hate raids in progress. Streamlabs is offering a free safe mode tool that can be activated when a hate raid begins. There are also many tutorials on how to build a panic button on Elgato's Stream Decks. That was This Week in Nerdy News. I'm Radio Matt, and this is LTNN.